Lines in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul. You know, we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you know, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and an association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying this beautiful Football Tuesday. And we'll try to make it a little more enjoyable for you through this hour. I'm Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Fun day here in Berea. The NFC draft picks. We're here for a Play 60 event as part of the Rookie Symposium that is taking place in Aurora. A little different. The league is doing it a little differently for this 15th annual version of the Rookie Symposium by, first of all, having it here, having it in Ohio, having it in the Midwest versus the West Coast, East Coast alternating they've done. And today there were 117 of the NFC draft picks, for the whole draft class of the NFC, on hand, working out with kids who were part of this Play 60 event and using the vast majority of the practice fields here and having some fun, taking them through some football drills. Really, I can say this pretty safely, the vast majority of those 117 young men drafted by those NFC teams looked like they were enjoying themselves and looked like they were into kind of working with these kids. It was a natural kind of fun environment. And what the league is trying to do, the point of the symposium is to have these guys together, first and foremost, to hear the cautionary tales, to be educated on what to do and not do in your football life when you start making money playing this game, and then many cases, a lot of money, or in some cases, a whole lot of money. But it's also about giving them a sense of the giving back that there should be. That, you know, as players, you can call it the role model thing, whatever you want to say it is. You're out there, and you're now trying to show these young people how you got to where you are. You know, give them some incentive. And it was very cool. Robert Griffin III, the biggest headliner of this group. Matt Khalil from Minnesota, you knew that. You heard that name quite a bit going into the draft as well. The fourth overall pick after Minnesota traded with the Browns to gave the Browns the third pick. So they get Trent Richardson. And then the Vikings took Khalil at four. So Robert Griffin, all these guys are out there. And after they worked with them on the field, they gathered around lunchtime on picnic benches and had a barbecue lunch with the kids. And it was just cool. They were just sitting with NFL players or guys going into the NFL. And just a very fun environment, very, very cool environment. And again, it looked like everybody was really enjoying themselves. So on this show, you'll hear from Robert Griffin III, how he nearly became a Cleveland Brown, his thoughts on that. And you'll hear from other players. I mentioned Matt Khalil from USC on the Vikings. And Mark Barron, the safety for the Buccaneers from Alabama, talking about, of course, his former Bama teammate Trent Richardson. So we'll hear what Barron has to say about him. Doug Deacon joins the show as well. Get some Browns thoughts from Doug. And we always get your thoughts. We love to share your thoughts that you submit to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. And a whole bunch of you do. They're pretty much 24 hours a day. And we love it. Bill from Facebook. I hope we can actually see progress on the field in the regular season. I'll be a fan for life no matter what. but I hate going into every season with high expectations only to be let down again. Well, some of that, Bill, is the nature of being a fan. I know the argument could easily be made that that's just the nature of being a Browns fan, but believe it or not, there are other NFL teams in other cities where fans feel the same thing. I know that's not going to make you feel better, and maybe you just don't care because you're a Browns fan. You don't care about what's happening with 31 other teams, any of them. But it's the nature of this beast. When you give up your passion and love for something like a football team, you expose yourself to the opportunity of having your heart not just broken but crushed. And it can happen in so many ways, as Browns fans of many years can attest. And a lot of those ways you happen for the reasons that you would hope this team could give you, which is get to the postseason, get to the championship game. And you don't want them to break your heart then, but that's when it's happened before, but it's been such a long time that you just want to have that hope that you can get there. So disappointment in this case is, are they going to be good? Are they going to be legitimate? And you don't want to buy into that, except that it's easy to do so. And it's especially easy to do so when you see as impressive a draft class as I think this one is to help make this team better, and you can connect it to the previous couple of draft classes and the other moves that have been made within this team to make it competitive and put yourself out there. Take a chance. I know it can hurt if you don't see the expectation, but nobody goes into I think signing up to be a fan, whether it's this team or any, is the risk. The risk of heartbreak. Sorry, it just goes with it. Chris, I mean, that's the way I've always seen it. Chris from Facebook, with T.J. Ward back, our defense should be solid. It was good last year, top 10, I believe. Now we need some offense. Yeah, and that's a fair point. I think in all of the discussion over the quarterback situation, over how well the receivers might or might not play, what Trent Richardson's going to do, what having Brad Childress aboard as offensive coordinator is going to do, what this offense in general is going to look like, the O-line, and the improvement that that the Browns hope to have made there with Mitchell Schwartz and the development of the younger guards. All of that, I think you get so caught up and you say, wait a minute, what about this defense? And I think this defense does get better. I think you identified, Chris, the main reason it will get better with T.J. Ward's return from that foot injury, and missing more than half the season took away so much from this defense. And I think it'll get better despite Phil Taylor's absence for part of this year. That won't be easy to overcome, but it's something this team is capable of overcoming. Is capable of overcoming, period. For different reasons. What they've added through the draft and what they what I think the scheming of Dick Geron will be able to do for the defense. All right, we have got much more for you. Got a conversation coming up with Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network as you listen to Cleveland Browns Daily, which is driven by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's Summer Sales Event. Pick between a new Focus or Fusion and lease for only $169 a month, or get 0% for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Fusion. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the Summer Sales Event.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Is this the year your business doubles in size? Or maybe triples? At First Merit Bank, we'll tailor a solution to meet the unique needs of your business. With a full range of business lending solutions for buying your own building, financing a new piece of equipment, or establishing a line of credit, our business is helping you grow yours. Call us today to start the conversation at 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Subject to credit approval.
Hey fans, did you know that hundreds of common medications can cause a serious side effect called dry mouth? It's not only annoying. If left untreated, dry mouth can cause serious oral complications. While you can always ask the trusted pharmacist at Discount Drug Mart about dealing with drug side effects, the easy answer to relieving dry mouth symptoms is to add Oasis Moisturizing Mouthwash to your daily routine. And for on-the-go dry mouth symptom relief, don't forget to check out Oasis Moisturizing Mouth Spray, the portable dry mouth solution that fits right in your pocket or purse. Available at your local Discount Drug Mart in the oral care section.
Nothing stays cold longer than a Polar Pop fountain drink from Circle K. The Polar Pop cups are made of polar foam. It keeps your fountain drink cold longer than any other cup on the planet. Best of all, you can get any size cup for the same low price, just 69 cents. So pour yourself a Polar Pop. Any size cup, just 69 cents every day.
Pour yourself a Polar Pop.
Only at Circle K.
Hello. Eyes on the road, I'll talk, you drive. Just wanted to pop in to remind you that every Honda certified used car comes with an outstanding limited warranty. And you know what they say about outstanding limited warranties. They're outstanding. And right now, well-qualified customers can get an awesome 1.9% APR financing deal on any Honda certified used car. Which means for a limited time, you can get both awesome and outstanding in one car. Which is pretty fantastic. All right, I'm out of here. Oh, see your Honda dealer for financing and limited warranty details.
Hi, gang, Riz here. Let's get serious for a moment. Each year, 14,000 deaths and 140,000 serious injuries occur in teen-related accidents, 40% due to high speed. Highway Guardian is a GPS-based device that aids in the safety of young drivers by limiting them to a speed of 73 miles an hour. Developed locally by law enforcement officers, peace of mind for you, mom, dad. You can actually be in the car with your kids. Visit HighwayGuardian.com. Highway Guardian, protection at the speed of life.
Football Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. This segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. So happy to have with us now from the Browns Radio Network, Doug Deacon. Doug, how you doing?
Doing fine.
How's the golf game?
Golf game is doing okay. Son got married, and life is beautiful.
I love it. Congratulations on that as well. Doug, let's talk, first of all, about just this time period of between now and the start of training camp and what can happen with players. Just they're in this rookie symposium this week, and today a whole bunch of them out here working with kids earlier today in a Play 60 event. Very cool. The NFC rookies, draft picks. And then, you know, you think about that period where there's no coaches around, nobody around to really tell you what to do. You get some advice on how to keep yourself in training and in fit. But over a five-week period or so, it's amazing, or 4 weeks now, it's amazing how many things can happen, and not all of them are good.
No, not all of them are good, and I think it kind of gives you an indication of how motivated each individual is by from where they left off with the OTAs to where they come to training camp. And, you know, it's a different era of football, because in the old days, you never had off-season programs because everybody had an off-season job because that's the way the pay schedule was.
Right.
So, you know, you used to go to training camp to get into shape. Today, you know, you go to the off-season program, you get yourself in shape, you build yourself up, and then when you have that 5 week lull, it's, you know, what do you maintain or you try to build on it? And I think, you know, you see the great players, they try to build on it, and, you know, you always try to go to training camp so you know that you're in better shape than the guys that you're with,
right?
And it shows up, and I think it reflects in your play, because, you know, if you're tired all the time from not being in shape,
right,
I think your mind gets tired, and sometimes it's hard to concentrate.
No, that's such a good point. And from the standpoint of a lineman, you know, I would imagine too, strength and conditioning are so critical. Do you see it as a case where those guys should be focused on a lot of that, a lot of the exercises, lifting and such, that are geared towards strength, or should now just be a time where you're kind of relaxing yourself a little bit and dealing more with overall aerobic conditioning?
Well, I think you have to look at each individual. If a guy, you know, knows that he needs more strength to play at this level, then he's got to continue to try to build. I think the other guys just try to maintain. And the bottom line is, when you come in, you want to be in conditioning shape, where when you've got to run and you go through a practice, you know, you don't have to take a break because, you know, you're out of shape. And, you know, I think most guys today, you know, are professional in that way, and they do come to training camp in shape. I think last year was a great indication, you know, with no OTAs, no off season.
Right.
Surprisingly, I thought the guys came in the shape in the camp in very good shape.
Yeah, it was a pretty well conditioned team a year ago, as you said, with everybody being out of sight for that long. You know, out of sight of the Kent Johnston and the conditioning staff of the Browns. The other thing I wanted to talk about was seeing some players here today as part of the NFC who were connected, in particular, two who had connections to the Browns, in at least in regard to pre-draft. And one was, of course, Robert Griffin III, and the Browns had made the attempt to want to trade with the St. Louis Rams so they could get that second pick and get him. A little surreal, I guess, seeing him out at the Browns practice facility but wearing Redskin shorts, because they're the ones that actually made the trade for him. As I look at it now, yeah, that happened, but I think there's got to be so much satisfaction here with how well Brandon Whedon has looked through these workouts, that although it would have been a nice thing to have that guy, he's certainly the most hyped and publicized guy, right up there, of course, with Andrew Luck coming out of the draft. But the sting of that deal not happening and seeing what the Browns ended up with, I think at the end of it all is still a happy story for the Browns.
Well, not only do they have Brandon Whedon, they have their first-round draft pick next year and the year after, which I think, you know, for Washington, it was probably the best thing they could do because of the salary cap, you know, violations they had. They're going to be over the top for a couple years, and it'll get them squared away. But for the Browns, you know, they added the running back that they needed. They got a quarterback that's got the arm. They added some, you know, big bodies in the offensive line and the defensive line. And, you know, I think the team has, you know, continued, you know, through Tom Heckert to get, you know, younger and faster and more athletic, because this team, you know, for a while there, it, you know, gotten a little old because we went for seasoned veterans and,
right,
you know, was, let's see if we can get some guys that have been around the block and go win some games with them. But, you know, I think there comes a point in time where you have to build it together, and, you know, you build it through the draft, and that's what Tom Heckert's philosophy is, and that's what he's done.
Doug Deacon, color analyst for the Browns Radio Network, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The other guy ran into is Matt Khalil from the Vikings. And, of course, he originally was going to be taken by the Vikings at the third spot. The Browns make the deal with Minnesota to move up from 4 to 3 to make sure they're going to get Trent Richardson at 3. And then they take Khalil at number 4. So a little tie-in there. And when I see Matt Khalil out on the field, I see a guy certainly who looks like the athlete everyone said he was. But once again, I think of the Browns and I think of that right tackle spot, the spot they wanted to fill. And as well as, again, without contact, he looked through this offseason. Mitchell Schwartz figures to be the answer there, and I'm not so sure, again, that the Browns should be whining about that one.
No, and I think, you know, the thing is, when you invest, you know, that you'd have 3 first-round draft picks in your offensive line, and in the salary cap era of the NFL, that's pretty tough to do. I think, you know, you've got to find a gem, you got to uncover somebody, you got to develop somebody, because you can't just load up all your top draft picks in one position. And, you know, our offensive linemen obviously are valuable, but, you know, I think if any position, you know, the left tackle is the one you want, and
sure,
I wouldn't trade ours.
No, not one bit. Not one bit. Joe Thomas is the anchor there for many, many more years to come. Doug, the other thing with the offense is looking at how it's coming together with the passing game mixed in with how you utilize Trent Richardson. And talking with Mark Barron today, he's from, of course, he's playing for the Buccaneers, but played with Richardson at Alabama. He said, you know, Browns fans, again, are not going to be disappointed. They're going to see everything that he saw from this guy at the collegiate level, a very complete player, a very dynamic player. But the more I look at Trent Richardson and the keys to what will make the Browns offense successful, I still say it's going to start with the contribution that Wheaton makes at quarterback and then the balance that you get with Richardson. I don't see it. Some people, I think, have talked about it and said Richardson's the whole key because he'll carry the offense. I don't envision that happening. I don't think he's carrying this offense.
No, he's not going to carry it, but he's going to keep the defenses honest. And, you know, last year, Pat Shurmur, he just had an unbelievable scenario of soap operas where, you know, you didn't know whether or not the guy was going to play. You thought he was going to play, then he got hurt. Or you thought he couldn't play, then at the last minute he decided he could play. And, you know, reliability and dependability is a big, you know, part of this game that I think a lot of people overlook. And you know, you look, we talked about Joe Thomas. Joe has never missed a game, you know, knock on wood.
Right.
That's one of those things. You know, every week when you go in, you've got that guy. And you know, that's something that I think, you know, the offense really missed last year is, you know, you're bringing Obanaya in.
Right.
He gets about a week's worth of practice, and next thing you know, he's starting. And, you know, with a Richardson, you know what you're going to have, and I think, you know, he's really going to keep a defense honest in regards to, you know, bringing those safeties up because, you know, you got to respect him. You know, he hasn't done it at this level yet, but, you know, if what he did in college is any indication, you know, he should be pretty good. I mean, you look at the Ray Rices that kind of hide behind guys and squirt out.
Right.
And I think Trent Richardson is that kind of guy.
Do you see these next 4 weeks or so as really being a period where nothing would happen with regard to the quarterback position? And I'm talking about the speculation or expectation that maybe this team does something with Colt McCoy, moves him or something. Seneca Wallace is here as well. Just to sort of really define where this quarterback position is, because we go into it with the mindset that Wheaton's going to be the starter, but you do have now maybe some other situations to deal with. My sense is it stays quiet until you get into camps and camp and the other camps that open up around the league and figure out who needs someone and then maybe do something then. What's your thought?
I would agree. I think, you know, you go in with an open mind with the idea that, you know, you want a good second quarterback, and you know, you fight out for that. Along the line, you know, some team is going to have an injury, and when you know they have an injury, they become vulnerable to, you know, looking for somebody. And you've got a guy that's got some starts in the NFL, not only him, Seneca Wallace. So
right.
You know, which one does the team want to plug in? And you know, Thaddeus Lewis, we have never seen him really play, but you know, he's got a good arm. He's a smart kid, so you know, he's got that potential to be a developmental quarterback, so they've got a good scenario in that regards, as long as they don't let it get in the way of, you know, people asking every question. Oh, what do you think of Brandon? What do you think of Colt? Just let them go play football and, you know, let it sort itself out.
And that's the thing, and I would think, Doug, those questions come up only when there's questions about what you're seeing on the field. If it continues to be what we saw with Brandon Wheaton throwing that ball with authority and accurately, I don't think those questions get raised.
No.
Or as often, I mean.
No, and, you know, the thing is, you know, it's one of the things with the media today, you know, if they always look for those kind of things. And they build, and, you know, you look at the questions, I think, just in minicamp, you know, how many reps is Hardesty going to get in training camp? I mean, that's nothing in minicamp. You don't even care. I mean,
right.
It'll sort itself out. You know, you're trying to create stories. Just let the players tell the story by the way they play.
That's great stuff. Doug, thank you so much, man. All right, he is Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, former Browns offensive lineman, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year. During Liberty's Summer Sales Event, save on hundreds of pre-owned vehicles, like 0.9% financing on Liberty Certified Fords. That's 0.9%, plus a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, multi-point inspection, and more. Huge selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade. The Liberty experience can't be beat during the Summer Sales Event.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get new quick and take a new.
Raise your flag to the red, white, and lubalicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Comp, Steak and Blue Salads, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great times, great food, too quick to say kaboom.
Browns fans unite. Get your flexible three-game ticket plan now. Choose three Cleveland Browns home games starting at just $99. Three-game ticket plans get you the Eagles home opener or a division rival Bengals or Steelers game, plus any other two great matchups. Enjoy the biggest names and biggest games while experiencing great benefits and significant savings over single-game ticket prices. Browns representatives are standing by at ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
Orkon Industries is an industrial packaging manufacturer. During the recession, while other manufacturers were making cuts, we chose to invest in machinery. That's really paying off now. The company is growing, and we couldn't be happier. My name is Mark. I'm a business banker with KeyBank. Orkon Industries is my client.
At KeyBank, we get to know our customers. To us, they're a big deal. Visit key.com/big deal to make your business a priority. KeyBank, unlock your possibilities. KeyBank is member FDIC. All credit products are subject to credit approval.
Gas!
I'm here to give everyone gas.
Gas, huh?
Not that kind of gas. Bring me any trade and get $7,000 off every select new Kia in stock. Plus, get a $500 gas card with every select new Kia purchase. Hip new 2012 Kia Souls are just $99 per month, backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. And if you have a job bringing home $350 per week, we want to approve your credit. Only at Bill Doherty Kia, I-71, Route 18 in Medina.
See dealer for details.
Come out to Thistledown on Saturday, July 7th for the 78th running of the $100,000 Ohio Derby. Gates open at 11:30, first post at 1:50. The first 3,500 people that buy a live racing program will receive a free Ohio Derby cap. Free admission and free general parking all day. Kids activities, a great buffet and Silks restaurants, and live music from the Reggae Vibes band from 1 to 5. Fun, food, live music, and live racing only at Thistledown. Saturday, July 7th for the 78th running of the $100,000 Ohio Derby.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Love this part of the show, always, where you submit your questions, your comments to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. Reminder, too, that you can call these in. 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459, locally 440-824-6134. So you can be heard while giving your comment and question to us. Nathan, though, went via Facebook, and he said, we have a great running back now in T. Rich. We're more solid at quarterback with Whedon. Our defense is only going to get better because they're young and still learning and progressing. There's no way we're going to lead the league in drops again. And then he put some parentheses, cross your fingers. And we have an offensive coordinator this season. The Steelers are older, so are the Ravens, especially with T. Suggs out and Ray Lewis closer to retirement. So relax, Browns fans. We got this. I like that, Nathan. Very nice. Darius from Facebook. I believe the Browns will be the surprise team in the NFL this year. If the offense can improve and score touchdowns, and the defense can get more turnovers. I'm not saying playoffs, but I want this team to win 7 or 8 games. Well, I want this team to win more than that, but I see your point. Surprise team of the year. Can the Browns be the surprise team of the NFL? Why not? Why not? They can do it. They can do a Cincinnati. Rookie quarterback makes good. Makes the rest of the offense better by what he does. And then you've got the Trent Richardson factor, that dynamic difference maker to complement. Strong defense gets stronger. Yeah, I mean, I think you can convince yourself without being delusional that the Browns can be a surprise team. And I don't know. I mean, you said 7 or 8 wins, Darius. I'm not sure that would constitute improvement. Surprise teams, would it get them the surprise team status? Maybe it would, but it's, you know, it's again, it's not what they're setting out as an organization to achieve by far. I think surprise team is when you win, you know, closer to 10 games, right? And more. You make the playoffs. That's a surprise team. I think that's my criteria for a surprise. Jason from Facebook, and that should really be the only criteria, by the way. Where's the faith, Browns fans? Jason asks. Mike Holmgren knows what he's doing, and he knows the talent when he sees it. This team is getting better, but getting younger also. Maybe we win, he goes, 6 or 8 games this year. Next year, 9 or 12 wins. This team is heading in the right direction. Although I don't like putting cap limits on the victories when you do these predictions, I always, you know, go for the max. But your point is well taken in the steps of improvement, the progress line that on the scenario you're laying out would be one that I think would encourage a whole lot of people to see something that looks a lot better than last year, or looks better than last year, and then jumps another notch, several notches in 2013. Yeah, I mean that's a good scenario, and I think the last sentence that you said, this team is heading in the right direction, is something I fully support, given that the moves that are made, the reasoning, the thinking behind them, it's not haphazard, it's not willy-nilly, it's not spitball, you know, or spitballing, you know, trying to see if it'll stick to the wall. There is a thought, there is a philosophy of how this thing is being built. And you got to see the result, but I'm supportive of the point that this is progress. This represents what progress could be. And then the record will say the rest. Jacob via Facebook. Is Eric Hag looking that good at safety? We've watched him for a long time and see an NFL ready free safety? ? Am I seeing things or no? No, I think you're seeing the right things. I think Eric Hag is looking like he could be a significant factor at the position, which is another way of saying he competes to start. Usama Young is there as a free agent. There was a significant free agent investment in Usama Young last year. So that doesn't get lost in the discussion, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you don't take a look at Eric Hag in year two and see what he can do. I think, again, given the way this team is building itself with relying as heavily as it does on the draft and on the influx of young players, he gets more than a fair look, and he got a very fair look during the course of the off-season workouts. And he'll continue to compete. And more than anything, the coaches wanted to see what they have in him. And the training camp, and when contact begins, they'll see more of it. But they know what Young is. They want to see what Hag is all about. So the fact that he ran with the first team for most of the off season doesn't seal it that he's the guy, that he's a starter next to T.J. Ward. But it does, I think, mean two things. He's got a chance to be, and he is going to get more opportunities, I think, to play, you know, to play that spot, to fit a coverage role, which is what you need more and more at the safety spot. You need good coverage. You know, Young is plenty physical, and Hag can be physical, but I mean they're looking for the coverage. Mike from Facebook wants to know, how close are the Browns to signing Brandon Weeden and Trent Richardson? I don't know. I don't know where the negotiations are, and that's not something I'd be privy to until we get to the point of the deal being done. It's not done. We know that, and I'm going to find out at that moment of truth. But I would say to you that I'm really confident based on what I see in a big picture of NFL rookies being signed. You know, the rules of the collective bargaining agreement and what and how well defined the slots are for the players in their particular draft spaces. Richardson at 3, Whedon at 22. Yeah, Whedon's a quarterback, so I'm sure some of that comes up in the discussion, but I would be stunned if both players are not signed, sealed, delivered before the start of training camp. I'd be stunned if anything prevented them from being on the field at the very start of camp. I fully think that that's how that's going to come together. Whatever that's worth to you, I'm counting on them being there. I'm not worrying about whether or not they'll be ready, you know, that they'll be under contract by the start of camp. All right. We have got much more coming up for you. You're going to hear from some of the NFC drafted players who were here in Berea today as part of a Play 60 event, as part of the NFL Rookie Symposium, the 15th annual of that. You'll hear from RG3, Robert Griffin III. You'll hear from Mark Barron, the safety from the Buccaneers, Alabama. Trent Richardson's former teammate. You'll also hear from Matt Khalil. That is coming up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, which is driven by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's summer sales event. Lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for only $199 a month, and get a complimentary two-year, 30,000-mile maintenance plan. That's $199 plus a no-charge maintenance plan. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Fight Nights are back at Quaker Steak and Lube. Every Wednesday at Quaker Steak and Lube at Valley View and Vermilion. Every Thursday in Sheffield, Mentor, and Austintown. And every Monday in Boardman. Join us each week for great music, events, and prize giveaways. Check out The Lube on Facebook for updates, specials, and events each week. Or check us out on the web at thelube.com.
In the world of B2B commerce, a lot can happen between that first B and the second. That's why First Merit Merchant Services is ready for anything. With a full range of support services from fraud monitoring to chargeback mitigation, your business can easily grow and change and grow some more. And if you sign up now, we'll waive your setup fee too. For more information, call 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Thank you for waiting. To receive your auto insurance quote, press 1.
Great.
Congratulations, you're all set.
What?
Congratulations on your new auto insurance policy. Wasn't that quick?
Is there a slow down button?
At Liberty Mutual Insurance, we believe in taking the time to understand your needs so you can get the coverage that's right for you. Find a local office at libertymutual.com/Cleveland and speak to an agent about your auto, home, or life insurance today. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Responsibility. What's your policy?
Have you ever got a windbreaker from the phone company? How about a barbecue apron from your realtor? Not likely. Point is, when you choose Labatt Blue, we show you how much we appreciate it by giving you stuff. It's our way of rewarding you for staying true to the good stuff. Visit LabattBlueRewards.com and receive 100 points towards your first reward. Labatt Blue. Good stuff awaits. Always enjoy responsibly. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hi, Tom Hamilton for Bedford Nissan. As I call the action from the booth, Matt makes the plays at Bedford Nissan. Matt, tell me about your team.
Tom, at Bedford Nissan, our job is to hit one out of the park for our customers every time. We have fantastic savings. Ultimas for $199, Frontiers for only $239, or Rogues for only $249. All with no down payment. And Bedford Nissan has 0% on every car.
They're committed to winning, and they have put together a championship team to serve you. Get to Bedford Nissan today. It's the dealer.
Thanks for hanging out with us on the Football Tuesday. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. And Browns fans, unite. Flexible three-game ticket plans start at only $99. You decide your Browns game plan, choosing the biggest names and the biggest games while saving over single-game ticket prices. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. So, the rookies are in town. They're in Aurora, but they're also, they've been here in Berea today, the NFC rookies were here, the draft picks I'm talking about, 117 of them, taking part in a Play 60 event. On Friday, the AFC players, including the Browns draft picks, the entire Browns 2012 draft class, will be part of that group doing the same thing. They broke them up. So we'll have that on Friday. But today, the NFC guys were out here, and we had a chance, yours truly and others in the media, to chat with these players who were here. And as you can imagine, Robert Griffin III, the headline, the headliner of this group of 117 today, is the second overall pick of the draft. Of course, he's with the Redskins. Got the most media attention, and the first thing a lot of us wanted to know was what he thought about being here in Berea and how close he came to joining the Browns.
Yeah, no, that's the first thing Philip Daniels said, our player guy, and he said, yeah, you could have been playing here. You know, it could have been a possibility, but, you know, it turned out a different way, and there's no looking back from there.
Did you say, before the draft, there were stories that you said you did not want to be drafted by the Browns. Did you ever say that?
No, I never said that. You know, I always told people, no matter what the situation, there's a bunch of different teams I had the possibility of playing for, and it's just the fact that you get a chance to play in the NFL. That's the most important fact, so I never said that.
Were you aware that they were trying to make a deal for you, a deal similar to the one that Washington made?
I was not aware of that, but once I declared for the draft, Cleveland was the place I thought I would be, just because they had the most firepower when it came to draft picks and tradability, so it didn't turn out that way, and I have no idea why it didn't, but you know, that's the end result.
Your thoughts on, you've played against Whedon before, obviously, this past season. Your thoughts on, you had a chance to see him up close, and you guys are kind of in similar situations, trying to turn around franchises that have gone through a lot of quarterbacks in the last 10 or 12 years.
Yeah, and all that play against him in the Big 12, I actually got to train with him at API in Arizona during the combine process, so I got to know him a little bit. He's a great guy. On the field, speaks for itself. You know, great arm, seems like a great leader. You know, and everyone wants to question his age, but as long as you're playing well right now, doesn't really matter what your age is. The media and the news are always worrying about what's going on right now, not 5 years down the road.
Do you circle that game on your calendar when you get to face Whedon and the Browns?
I guess you could say that. I circle every game. It's the old cliche, you take it one game at a time, but if you truly believe it and don't just say it to say it, it really is that way. It's one game at a time, so I don't try to put circles or X's around any games because they're all important. They all matter.
Hey, what do you hope to get out of this week?
You know, we got to talk to guys like Michael Vick, Adam Jones, you know, these guys that, you know, Luther Ellis, guys that have been in the league, out of the league, you know, bankruptcy, having problems on and off the field, and they can just try to show us their experiences, and we can learn from that. You know, some guys will come here and just blow it off and not really listen, but at least they're hearing it, and they're here to hear it, and they know that if they do make a mistake, they know how to recover from that. So at the end of the day, it's great. It's preventative to try to keep guys from doing the stuff, but if they do the stuff, they also know how to go about cleaning up their name.
Yeah, who's spoken this week that's impressed you, or what, you know, what did you hear that's really sat well with you?
I mean, you know, to hear Michael Vick go on stage and talk about the whole issue, when he normally doesn't, he kind of just tries to leave it in the past. I thought that was big. Sorry. And then, you know, for Adam Jones, Pac-Man on the field, Adam off the field, to go up there and just talk about the stuff he's been through, because, you know, he told the guys, he's a guy that's had chance after chance after chance, and not everybody gets those opportunities. So those guys definitely impressed us, but everyone that spoke did a great job, and I think the guys were really shocked by what Mr. Heron said last night about his drug problem. The basketball player came and talked to us.
Oh, Daniel.
Yeah.
You seem like a guy who really has your head on straight. Do you have to listen to guys like Michael Vick to avoid those pitfalls? Are you not concerned about you getting into those traps?
It'd be stupid to to walk into those meetings and just blow it off and not listen and say, I'm not that guy. Because a lot of the guys on that stage said the same thing. When they heard another guy in the past come in and talk to them, they said, oh, I'm not that guy. It'll never happen to me. So you take what they say, you know, apply it to your own life. And if you think, well, I'm really not that guy, at least you listen to them. And, you know, you only can learn from your mistakes and from other people's mistakes. So hopefully that's what I got out of it.
How much has the job helped you if they've already managed to start in quarterback in Washington? And you know when you're going to training camp, you're going to get to start.
I think that was the expectation once I was drafted. It's big of Coach Shanahan to do that right away with a rookie. But, you know, if he hadn't announced me the starter, I'd still work the same way. So it is a big deal, but at the end of the day, it's not a big deal because that's what I expect to do. That's what the team expects me to be. They expect me to be their guy.
How are you handling those expectations of them expecting that you're going to be the guy?
Well, I mean, no one, the one thing I've always said throughout my career is no one should have higher expectations for you than yourself. So although everyone has really high expectations for me, you know, I expect greatness out of myself, and I'm going to make sure I work to get to that point. You know, I know I'm not where I want to be today, but hopefully each and every day I can gain a little bit more.
As a football player, you have been compared so much to Michael Vick. Do you think that's a valid comparison?
I mean, if I said it wasn't, it wouldn't matter because people would still compare me to Michael Vick. So you take bits and pieces of everybody's game. Vick's one of the more elusive quarterbacks ever, in my opinion. And he's also got one of the strongest arms. And not only is a strong arm, but he's also accurate with it, contrary to popular belief. But, I mean, as long as you're getting compared to people like Michael Vick, Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, all those guys, it doesn't really matter. You just take it, you accept it, and you go out and you play the game the way you play it.
RG3, covering a lot of topics here in Berea when he was here along with 116 other drafted NFC players. And we continue with the discussion with those players. I had a chance to talk with Mark Barron. He's a safety for the Buccaneers, drafted by them from Alabama. And, of course, he's a former teammate of Trent Richardson. I asked him about what he recalls of being Richardson's teammate and what the Browns fans can expect from Richardson.
On the offensive side of the ball, you know, I felt like he was the one I could always depend on, you know, make some things happen when we needed him. So, you know, he was a clutch guy. You know, he was a leader for us. He's one of our leaders. I mean, he's a very talented guy. You know, it's pretty much nothing he can't do. I mean, he can run, he can catch. So I think he'll be a great asset to this organization.
Yeah, what should the Browns and their fans expect from him?
I mean, I can say you can expect him to be productive. You know, he's not going to come here and you're not going to, I mean, not produce for you. I mean, he's going to be a productive guy for this organization, I feel.
And he seems to have it all as a runner who can run up the middle, go to the outside, right? There's, when you look at his completeness, blocking, catching the football, yeah. You saw it all while you guys were teammates.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. I mean, I've seen the guy in practice every day, you know, so, you know, everything he can do, I've pretty much seen it all in the game and practice, so, you know, just like you just said, he's going to be able to do everything for this organization, whether it's blocking, catching, you know, or getting those tough yards, he's going to be able to make it happen for you.
What's the most amazing thing you saw Trent do?
I think the best play I've seen him have was when he was a freshman. He had a good round against Arkansas where he broke like three or four tackles. And, you know, in my opinion, that was probably one of his best rounds.
How you liking this event, working with these kids?
Oh, it's good, man. We just out here enjoying the time we getting to spend with these kids, you know, and to see all this energy and the fun they having with everything, you know, it's exciting.
How's the symposium going for you? How much, you know, helpful, useful information are you getting out of this?
You know, I'm taking little bits and pieces from each guy. You know, each guy has a different story, and, you know, you can learn different things from each person, you know. Each person has different experiences, so, you know, we just try to listen and take in everything we can.
Thank you very much. Former Alabama safety and current Buccaneers safety, Mark Barron. We go from him now to an offensive tackle, Matt Khalil. He, of course, became the fourth overall pick by the Minnesota Vikings. I talked with him about what he was getting out of today's interaction with all the young kids at the Play 60 event.
It's cool. Me and my brother, Sam Baker, we do a youth football camp, which is pretty cool. It's Khalil Baker football camp. We just did this past Saturday, 350 kids. So it's a pretty big camp, and you know, to come out here and do another camp for the NFL, the Play 60 is really cool, and it's a great opportunity to kind of see what Cleveland has to offer a little bit. I mean, even though it's not my hometown, but it's pretty cool seeing all these kids out here and how much fun they're having with all those NFL players.
Do you ever consider how you and the Browns, you're forever going to be attached in the sense that the Browns make that trade to move to 3, and then, yeah, of course, the Vikings go down to 4 and take you there. Yeah. Did it matter to you that they didn't take you at 3 and ended up taking you at 4?
That was fine. You know, I didn't have my mindset on any place. I kind of had an open mind, and wherever I went, I was going to bring my hard work and contribute in any way that I can to whatever team I got picked up. And, you know, it's the Vikings, so I'm giving my all over there.
Do you appreciate kind of the tradition of the Browns, knowing this is a long-standing, you know, franchise in the league and so on?
Yeah, definitely, especially as a kid watching the NFL Network and all the classic rivalry games that they had and, you know, the history and everything. So, you know, it's pretty cool coming here for the first time and seeing the facility and working with all these kids.
How beneficial are you finding the whole symposium experience?
You know, real beneficial. And what's really cool is, you know, when you see guys like Michael Vick come in and, you know, on their own free will, they weren't forced to come there. But, you know, it's more of the older players and, you know, the older players that played even before them. It's, you know, we're working to make it better for the new people coming into the NFL. And I think, you know, that's what's going to make this, you know, the NFL be around for a while is, you know, older generations want to make it better. So it was pretty cool seeing that.
And again, given where you're drafted and the kind of income that goes with that, all the financial management advice and all that, that's useful stuff for you guys.
Yeah, you know, it's one of the main things we've been learning from there is, you know, manage your money after the NFL. There's a lot of guys that live the same lifestyle and there's no more income coming in. So, I mean, it's a big lifestyle change. So, you know, it's just about saving your money for the future, you know, investing. So when I'm 50 years old, I can live comfortably.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, something tells me Matt will be, I think he'll be doing okay financially at that point as the fourth overall pick of the draft. I certainly hope he is, and that he has an outstanding career with the Vikings. Matt Khalil, among the three players that you just heard from, RG3, Mark Barron, Matt Khalil, they were among the 117 NFC rookies on hand in Berea, the draft picks, rookie symposium. We'll pick it up on Friday with the AFC rookies, including the Browns players, and you'll hear them right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're going to hear more of your questions and comments as well, so stick with us on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's Summer Sales Event. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Escape. That's 0 for 60 plus $1,750 in rebates. Or lease one for as low as $179 a month with Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade. The Liberty experience can't be beat during the Summer Sales Event.
Liberty's in Stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Hey Browns fans, are you heading down to Cleveland Browns Stadium this season? Discount Drug Mart can help you save at the game. Stop at your local Discount Drug Mart today to save 20% at the concession stands, merchandise stands, or at the team shop with the Cleveland Browns Stadium voucher for just $8. Available at the Courtesy Center. Just another way we save you the runaround. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Browns fans unite. Get your flexible three-game ticket plan now. Choose three Cleveland Browns home games starting at just $99. Three-game ticket plans get you the Eagles home opener or a division rival Bengals or Steelers game, plus any other two great matchups. Enjoy the biggest names and biggest games while experiencing great benefits and significant savings over single-game ticket prices. Browns representatives are standing by at clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's Summer Sales Event. Save on hundreds of pre-owned vehicles, like 0.9% financing on Liberty Certified Fords. That's 0.9%, plus a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, multi-point inspection, and more. Huge selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade. The Liberty experience can't be beat during the Summer Sales Event.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you're a business and want new customers, you can get a special discount to advertise on Yowza, the leading and easy-to-use mobile coupon app. Go to getyowza.com/Riz, R-I-Z-Z. Over 10,000 people in Northeast Ohio have downloaded the app. Customers, go to your app store on your smartphone, type in Yowza, and download it. Uses GPS technology and allows you to see what stores are around you and what deals they have. Go to getyowza.com/Riz today.
Hey, I'm TJ Ward, and I want to invite you to the Cleveland Classic presented by McDonald's on September 15th, when Morehouse College will battle Winston-Salem State University at Cleveland Brown Stadium. Visit ClevelandClassicFootball.com today.
This is Jim Swayze. If you notice your kid's appetite gets bigger during the summer, do what Jenny and I do. Hide the remote control, put the Twinkies on the back shelf, and take them to the bookshelf. Half Price Books has one of the largest selections of kids' books in town, and it's sure to satisfy even the pickiest appetite. Our kids feed their brains on picture books, pop-ups, activity books, books for their summer reading lists, even kids' cookbooks, and we find it all at Half Price Books. Don't forget to check out the Half Price Books Feed Your Brain summer reading program that lets kids ages 14 and under set a summer reading goal and earn back to school bucks. Find out details at hpb.com or at your local Half Price bookstore. A summer full of reading and a store full of books? Come on, let them grab a bite to read with the Feed Your Brain program at Half Price Books in North Olmsted, Mayfield Heights, Mentor, and Rocky River. Find out more at hpb.com.
Let Flood Wood Care refinish your deck for you. If you win the Take It Easy sweepstakes, they will. See Flood.com for official rules and to enter.
Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Ask Vic, driven by Liberty Ford, the questions you submit to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. Tim from Facebook wants the Browns to make the trade or a trade for James Jones from the Packers, adding to the receivers. Packers looking to get rid of him, and he wants to be a number one guy. Come on, Browns, at least pick up one guy. Surely it wouldn't take more than, say, a fourth round pick. Yeah, I have no idea what it would take. I don't see that happening, though, Tim. I really don't. And not because it's the Browns' desire not to be as good as they can be at wide receiver, but I think this organization believes that the receiver position will be better for reasons other than adding someone. And it starts with the strong belief that Brandon Whedon's quarterbacking will help, will make the guys catching the ball better. And that's really a strong quarterback, strong quarterbacking play, improved quarterbacking play can do just that. I've seen it. I think we've all seen it. It's real. It's a real hope, if you will, because it's still that you've got to see him perform and see him do it in games. But the hope of him doing it, the prospect of him doing it, I think makes the impact and will make a bigger difference than changing the cast of receivers. And I don't think you're giving enough credit to the inherent improvement that's going to happen among these guys because of the work they've done to get better. Conditioning and coaching and other reasons. Nick from Facebook, well, he's ripping Colt McCoy, weak arm, too small. Says Whedon's going to be amazing. I've already heard. All I know is that time will tell. He's kind of using it sounds like a cliche, and I guess it is, that, Colt being whatever Colt is and Whedon, here, all the accolades for Whedon. He says, all I know is that time will tell, from Nick. And to say otherwise is not exactly fair. Having a cannon, accuracy, all the tools doesn't make you an NFL quarterback. You actually have to play the game before you're judged, which is what I just basically said. It's a whole different pace from college. No argument on any of those points, Nick. You're dead on. You're dead on. And I'm as much in the prove it mode as you are. I want to see it too. Been around this thing too long to just go on you know, what a potential or what a prospect might be able to do. And coaches who've been around this thing long enough and have lost jobs because of players' potential not realized, and GMs and such, yeah, I mean, that's the reality of what this is about. Thomas says the only thing Colt McCoy does better is he gives you mobility. Let's see the immobile quarterbacks in the history. Guys like Brady and Breeze and John Elway, Troy Aikman. Well, Elway was mobile. I'd say you can have a changeup in that position. I think mobility is better as a changeup than it is for the starter. I mean, I think I'd rather see a guy stand tall in the pocket as a Tom Brady has done, as a Peyton Manning has done. Drew Brees and John Elway moved. Brees is certainly mobile enough, but his best work is done throwing the football, and that's first and foremost. The mobility is the, you know, the alternative, but it's not the what you base your whole position on. Doug Deacon, we want to thank him. We want to thank Robert Griffin III and Mark Barron and Matt Khalil and Drew Boatner and Danielle Lavelli and our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. We'll talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.